Hello.
Richard, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. I don't know what happened right there.
You knew, remember at the beginning of the call, I said, in case we get disconnected, and I said, I wrote your number down. It happens.
Okay, sounds like what happened here.
And you probably can hear me better now.
Yeah, I can now.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
like the call was still going, I just couldn't hear anything.
No, I could hear you saying hello, 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 but you couldn't hear me.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I couldn't tell you to just hang up and I'll call you right back, but you figured
well,
it
I
out.
I figured after like the 10th hello, I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just hang up.
So let me go back to where we were spraying Roundup. No, you're good. You did perfect. You probably don't know the addresses of those commercial locations, meaning the ones you were on the job. I can still note that you did it on various work locations, but give me the address of where did you live there when you were diagnosed, when you used the Roundup, and any other address that you may know that you used Roundup, but most importantly, the one that you lived at where you got diagnosed.
It was in Hesperia.
What's the street name?
Juniper.
Oh, I know where that is. Do you remember the number?
Third and Juniper. I was on Third and Juniper on the corner.
That's all right.
I could look.
Third and Juniper Road, Hesperia 91745.
Okay. No, it's 92345.
See, my memory's nothing.
Yeah, slipping.
Oh, you're right, because Victorville was 92392.
Yes.
Okay. Now, that was your residence. Do you recall where you lived after that, where you might have used Roundup?
For a while, I lived off of Cottonwood Rancho for a while, and then that's where I think I was diagnosed when I lived off of Cottonwood Rancho.
Cottonwood, I know where that is, too, in Ranchero. That's almost Apple Valley, right?
No, Oak Hills. Well, okay. Yeah, if you go down like towards Peach, where I'm at
right
now, then, yeah, it's Apple Valley, like up Rock Springs Road or whatever.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we put Cottonwood and Rancho.
Ranchero, yeah.
Ranchero at Oak Hills.
Correct.
Okay. Any other locations you might have used that you can think of?
Honestly, it's been so long.
Okay.
I mean, mostly it was around Victorville, Hesperia, and Apple Valley, you know?
I do. I know that, dude.
Yeah.
And the weeds are nasty up there, too.
Terrible.
And don't forget, you know, as I already mentioned, if you have any coworkers or neighbors or anybody, give them my name and number if they, you know, so feel that they would be, you know, entitled to a lawsuit here.
Okay. And what do I tell them? Just tell them to call you?
Just tell them to call me. Right.
Okay,
I could sort it out whether they have a claim or not.
Okay, perfect.
Now, how old were you when you were originally diagnosed? Were you between 18 and 79?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. How many years? How many years would you say you used Roundup?
Around 9 or 10 years. About 10 years.
Most of them are a lot. So yes, you did use it for more than 10 days. We are on a smartphone. Is this a mobile phone?
Me, yeah.
Okay, you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, real quick. These are just other illnesses. I expect them mostly to be nose, but I'm going to just go real quick. HIV/AIDS.
No.
Autoimmune disease.
What's that?
I don't know. You'd know if you had it.
Nope.
Hepatitis C? I do.
No.
I'm teasing you. Okay. Rheumatoid arthritis?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Diabetes?
No.
Other than your NHL diagnosis, did you have any chemotherapy for any other type of cancer?
No.
Okay. Any family history of cancer?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. Organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr syndrome?
Nope.
And last one.
What that is for them.
Epstein-Barr is a... it's not NHL. Okay, let's just tell
you. Okay, then.
It's a syndrome, and people do recover it. Lupus, you have no lupus, correct?
No.
Okay. So the issue that we had here is the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's Richard, RICHARD. What's your middle name there, young man?
Eugene, EUGENE.
And your last name, spell it for me.
HUTCHINSON.
Thank you. Any junior, senior, anything to that, Mr. Hutchinson?
No.
Okay. Please confirm your gender for me.
Male.
And are you married?
Nope.
Currently single?
Yep.
Were you married when you were injured?
No.
Okay. What's your date of birth?
8/31/79.
Ah, we're close. That's why we get along. Right. What's your social?
The whole thing?
Yeah, or you give me the last four.
The last four is 3973.
3973. Okay, thank you. Now, there's no right or wrong answer here, but when did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and the cancer that you guys got, the NHL that you have had?
Well, I seen it online, like on that Google thing,
uh-huh,
my phone. So I started like reading into it, and then like I just filled out the application.
And that so this was, year?
Yeah, it's this year. Like maybe 6 months ago, I think.
Okay. When did you think that maybe your injuries might have been related to Roundup at the same time?
Honestly, I didn't think it was until I started reading the thing on Google.
Okay, so somewhere around this year as well. There's no right or wrong answer on
this.
So why don't we put, was it before or after your birthday? Do you remember?
I think it was before. Yeah, it was before my birthday.
All right, so we're going to put July 15th, 2024, if that's acceptable to you.
Yeah, we'd be
right. Okay. And how tall are you?
5'10".
Exactly my height.
Yeah.
They say I'm 5'9".
Haters.
Exactly. What's your weight?
My birth weight?
your weight right now.
Like 160.
You weigh about at least 167. We could stand next to each other.
We're like
twins. Brothers. How about brothers?
Yeah, right.
Okay. What's your best email there, young man?
HutchinsonElmo79@gmail.com.
All right, slow down a little bit there. Hutchinson.
Yeah. And then Elmo, E-L-M-O, 79@gmail.com.
Okay, I have Hutchinson. Elmo, wait a minute, I got to get the... pulled something wrong there. Hold on. Bear with me. I'm just a little bit older than you. When I lived up there, Montgomery Wards was still there. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yep. And H&E and all that. Albertson.
Yeah. And Hughes. Is it still there?
Hughes, no.
Oh, they were pretty good.
They had behind the eight ball, the little pool hall. That's gone.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Gone.
It's Hutchinson Elmo 79?
Yes.
Okay. @gmail.com.
Yes.
And it's ELMO, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a mobile
phone? Yes. Actually, you know what, though? I forgot. Okay, so after Hutchinson, there's a dot, a period, and then Elmo.
Gotcha.
See, that's why I forgot.
No, you're good. Thank you. This a mobile phone?
Yes.
How do you prefer to be contacted, phone, text, or email?
Text.
Perfect. All right. How many times would you say per month you used Roundup? Or per year,
right.
Whatever's easiest for you. I mean, because I know it's seasonal. You probably didn't spray it as much in the wintertime, but then in the summertime, I know the weeds get pretty nasty up there, so you're probably playing it maybe a couple times a month during the summertime and spray.
Honestly, I didn't keep track. It was like, yeah.
Just your best guess, sir. Your best guess. Would you say 50, 100?
I'd say 100.
You're talking 10 years.
Yeah, about 100.
Okay, I put 100. And you did spray it for over a full year, correct? Before you got your diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay. Approximately, and I know this is going to be a guess, and I know that it's going to be before 2010. When do you think the first time you ever used Roundup was? Just your best guess on this.
Probably around 2000.
That's what I would say, too.
2001, maybe.
Okay, so we'll put May, because that's at the beginning of summer. That would be when you're more likely to grab it in the springtime, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's okay. Exactly. That's exactly when.
And we'll put 2001. Is that what you want me to put?
Yeah, it was either 2001 or 2002. I believe it was 2001.
Okay, we'll do that. Now... are you still using Roundup or have you stopped?
No, I stopped.
When would you say you stopped? This year? It had to be sometime after you found out.
Well, no. Because I started working another job. After I got the cancer, then I, you know, I just kind of like, I was bummed out. So just like started working a different job, you know, like I stayed at home.
Oh, I don't blame you. No, I hear you on that one, dude. Seriously. So, okay. So let's take a look at this. You were diagnosed in 2010.
Yeah,
so you probably quit using Roundup shortly after that, right?
Yes.
Would you say July?
Maybe August, around my birthday.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. 2010.
Correct.
And you stopped using it out of concern.
Well, I just added depression. I just stopped using everything. I just quit doing everything, really.
Because you were depressed about your diagnosis.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't blame you.
Kind of bummed me out, you know, because I was under the impression if you get cancer, you die, like, right away. So, you know.
Yeah, it's not like that anymore, thank God. I'm old, too.
Right? Yeah,
now,
I was
we talked about this. Did you do it seasonally? Would that be the best way to describe it? Or monthly, yearly?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Yeah, no, it was seasonal, whatever season. Like, in the wintertime, I think maybe, like, once or twice.
Right. Right. Did you use the hand spray or the premix that they bought, or did you buy the concentrate?
It was the concentrate.
Oh, did you use a sprayer?
But I used the spray bottle, but, like, they had they mixed it. I didn't mix it.
Okay, that's what I used, too. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, that's a sprayer. It comes in a bottle.
Right, right.
Did you use any protective gears or anything? Most people didn't, but you might have. Yeah.
Help.
And mostly on your applications, you were doing yards.
Correct.
So I'm going to put here, let me see what we got here. Hold on. Let me go back up and let me make sure nothing.
Up here is more like fields, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're yards still, but that's the one thing I did like is I had a big yard.
Yeah, I was fortunate too. My parents had a 5-acre property.
Well, that's big. I only had a half acre. Okay,
yeah, a lot of dirt bike riding.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, so the question we were asking is how big of an area it was applied. Would you say 5 acres?
Yeah. Oh, like at each place? Like, I mean, those other places would be 1/2 acre. It varied.
It would be fence lines.
Right.
Fence lines.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see.
If it was a bigger property, 4 or 5 acres, it would be like there would be like 2 or 3 of us on the job.
Right. Curbs. Fence lines, curbs. I'm just trying to think.
And the driveways.
Driveways, that's it.
Yeah.
And gutters, right?
I personally never did the gutters, but there was some of the guys that did, yeah.
We'll take that off. And you use it in California, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And primarily the exposure was residential?
Yes.
And how were you used? Doing yard work, right?
Yes.
So you were directly exposed doing yard work?
Correct.
Like everyone. Okay. You're good. And I would say you were directly exposed. Would you agree with that? Because
yes. I was spraying it.
You were the guy spraying it. And
mm-hmm.
Yes, you did. That was the next question. You personally sprayed Roundup. How often were you present during the application of Roundup? That would be always, correct?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I used present in order to spray it.
We said that you sprayed it over 100 times. So how many exposures would you say you've had to Roundup in your lifetime? That's at least 100 as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And do you live near a well?
I don't think so. I don't know. I know there's wells out here.
Do you get your water from a well?
No.
You do not in Hesperia. I know where you get your water. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides that you're aware of?
No.
How about benzene?
I don't know what that is, so no.
So that would be a no. And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange? I don't think so. Our age kind of missed that. We missed that. Yeah. And you already told me you used the premix. Do you remember? And I don't need receipts, but pardon me?
I said I've been exposed to the band, Agent Orange.
Yeah, me too. when
I do have like the documents and like all that, like and my medical stuff, but
okay.
Like it's put away, you know.
Hang
like,
on
I,
to
can,
it. I don't need it now.
Okay.
But you may want to have that handy.
Okay.
On the road here. Now, do you remember, and I don't need receipts, but do you have, did you go to Home Depot? Where did you buy your Roundup at?
Home Depot and H&E. I believe it was H&E, yeah.
Is AT&T gone?
The AT&T's gone.
I like them better than Home Depot.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite stores.
AT&T hardware store. Okay. Do you have any purchase information?
What, the receipts?
Yeah, anything like that?
I want to say I do, but that would also be like, because my parents always kept all that, you know?
I'm going to put might be able to obtain.
Maybe, yeah. I would have to call my parents and ask them.
Okay. So we'll put no for now. Do you have any Roundup in possession with you right now?
No.
Thank God. Do you ever smoke?
What?
Do you smoke?
No.
Smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Self-employed. I tattoo.
Yes. Oh, good for you. I'll just put self-employed. Do you have a shop or do you work from home?
Well, I work from home now. I was working at a shop, but it's too much drama, so I started working at home.
That's all right. So you're the owner of your tattoo business.
Correct.
What address do you use for that?
This is my home address, 7576 Peach Avenue.
I used to know a guy. You don't know a guy named Steve Carlucci, do you?
No.
He used to live on Peach.
Yeah, I'm over on the Mesa, like Peach and Ranchero.
Yeah, you're almost not even Hesperia.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Okay. I knew another guy that lived over there, Mingo Guzman. I knew him because he had a backhoe.
No.
Have you ever lost any time from work because of treatments back in the day?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, after I was diagnosed, I quit really working, but yeah, I was like bedridden for weeks or whatever.
Okay. Make sure you tell the attorneys that.
Like a week
right
now, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Have you ever had anything other than a minor traffic offense been convicted of any major crimes?
A misdemeanor, but no.
Okay. What doctor did you go see? Your diagnosing doctor, do you remember?
It was Major was his last name. Martin Major, I think. Yeah, Martin Major. But it was like spelled differently. It was like M-A-J-E-R.
I think I know who you're talking about, actually.
He's like an Asian guy. Or I think he's Asian.
And that was, where'd you
Maybe
see
not,
him?
I don't know.
In Victorville?
No, actually, in Riverside.
Riverside.
I wasn't fucking with Victorville, St. Mary's and all that.
There he is. He's an oncologist. You went to the same hospital I go to. You went to Riverside Community.
Yeah, on Magnolia?
Yep.
Yeah.
And there he is. Yep.
Yeah.
I may end up seeing this guy myself one day. You never know. That is my
hospital. He was good. He was really good.
Glad to hear that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he like explains everything before he does it, you know, like the whole process and
I really like that because so many doctors don't.
Yeah, and then you're like, wait, what happened? And they're like, oh, it's too late.
then they get mad at you if you ask.
Yeah, they look at us like we're dumb, you know, because we don't know all their terms.
Exactly.
But, you know, he spoke in layman's terms, like he would explain everything to me like I was a kid, you know. I was like, okay. You know?
I like that, too. I'm actually big on that. And I got his phone number, too. I got everything I need right here. Cancel 951.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear you say he's good.
I would definitely recommend him.
I live in Corona now, and I would honestly tell you never, ever, ever, ever get medical treatment in Corona. Never.
Yeah, right next to Riverside, too. And Riverside's great. Yeah,
well, I have a standing order, honestly, that with my wife, if an ambulance comes, you are not to let them take me to Corona. It's funny, I was talking to one of my neighbors, too, and he had to go to the hospital. It was minor, but he needed an ambulance, and his wife told him, I told him, don't take him to Corona. So, there we are. Okay.
Yeah.
7326. I got his number. I got everything I need on that. 7326. 951-37326. Okay. Now, how has having the lymphoma impacted your life? You already told me you had depression.
Right. Yeah, I was depressed, but I don't have it now, so now I'm great.
Okay.
I mean, I still think about it here and there, like, you know, but I still get checked, you know, just to make sure.
Okay. Depression.
I guess anxiety.
Of course. I would have put that anyways. Now in remission.
Yep. Cancer free,
May 4th. That's good to hear, dude. That really is. Still is cautious. I put cancer is in remission, but you're still cautious.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you say you have medical records?
Yeah, I do. Like I said, I don't have them with me.
Okay. I don't need them. Honestly, I don't need them right now.
All right.
Thank you, though, for that.
Yeah.
And all of your treatments took place there at Riverside Community?
Yes.
Good. Okay. I hugged my nurse on my way out there in the time that I was
right
there. Yes, I did. I have no complaints about them. I really don't.
Yeah, it's overwhelming too, you know?
Yeah, let's see. It is. You just ask this so many ways. So we're going to put Riverside Community Hospital. Hospital. And then we have Martin Mayhor. Mayor, actually, however you say that, correct?
He always said major, but I don't know if he was just saying that major is joking me or what. But
well, sometimes they'll say that because it's just easier for people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, well, whatever. And when's the last time you were treated? When's the last time you were treated?
Oh, man. I know I did, like, what, 3 cycles in, like, for, like, 3 months? I don't know.
Okay. So, you were diagnosed in 2010 around your birthday, and you had 3 months, so 3 cycles, probably a couple weeks in between each cycle, so probably maybe through to the end of the year, like November, December, do you think?
Were you
done by Christmas?
I want to say, yeah, I did. I think I did my last treatment or one after, maybe right after Christmas, I think was my last one.
Okay. So let's put 12/31/2010. If they need to get more specific, they can put your notes.
Right.
And was that at Riverside Community Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And I noticed that Dr. Mayhor is an oncologist also. So that would have been the next question. He's a medical oncologist, so we'll just put that. You're almost done, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's been a long road.
Well, you should get compensated for this, and they still sell it, too. That's what's crazy.
That's what's sad, yeah. Now I'm paranoid to do anything. Like somebody said that sugar, the sugar substitute has something in it that causes cancer. I quit drinking that immediately.
But you got to remember when we were kids, you remember RC Cola and Cyclamates.
Right, right.
So, I mean, so I think that's forever ending, or never ending, I should say. When would you say the last time you were at Riverside Community Hospital was? Is that still that 12/31/2010?
Yeah. Well, I went back like twice to get checked, you know?
Okay.
But it was like a year later. Like.
Okay. Then I'll just put, how about I put 12/31/2011 for that one.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and then you did get chemotherapy?
Yes.
Okay, so sorry. And then your address again on Peach, please, one more time.
7576 Peach Avenue. And then Hesperia, California.
And yes, sir, that is 92345 in San Bernardino County. Okay, 7576 Peach Avenue.
Yeah.
Oh, I see where you're at. It's on the map pops up when I do it that time.
Right.
Yeah, I used to take my kids fishing over there at that Hesperia Lake.
Hesperia Lake, yeah.
Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact. This is just in case we can't get a hold of you so we can continue your case. Can you give me the first name and a phone number and who they are to you?
Joel, my brother.
Okay.
His number?
Yes, sir.
You need the phone number?
Yes, sir, please.
714-561-7636.
Mm-hmm. And he's your brother, you said.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Darn it.
Hmm.
What's his number again? 714.
561.
561.
7636.
7636. Thank you. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like me to note in your case here?
Not that I could think of. Like, I'm new to all this.
Okay. Well, it's pretty simple. It's pretty cut and dry. I'm just taking a look over, make sure I didn't miss anything, but it's looking pretty good. You actually done. I'm just going to make sure that all of our dates kind of don't mess each other up or anything.
Right.
And we did have the B-cell. Okay, yes. All right. Starting at the top, I'm not going to make you go through it. Yes, you want to participate. No, you don't have an attorney. Yes, you've not signed any documents. You have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma with B lymphatic lymphoma. Then, no, you've only got that one NHL. You're filing for yourself. You sprayed it. I just put home because I knew that you weren't going to be able to get into the other addresses on any other
right.
households. And since they were residences anyways, you're going to be okay. And then we have you used it at 3rd and Juniper, and then we have you used it at Cottonwood and Ranchero and Oak Hills. Of course, you're going to refer us over to any colleagues. You used it for about 9 years. Yes, you used it for more than 10 days. This is a smartphone. No family history of cancer. Richard Eugene Hutchinson.
Correct.
No suffix, so you're not a junior or anything. You are single. Birthday 8/31/79. First found out online in 2024 about a connection between cancer and Roundup. 7/15/24 is when you first approximately became aware of your injuries with Roundup. You're 5'10", 160. Hutchinson.elmo79@gmail.com. Okay.
Correct.
Have you ever signed DocuSign?
I like today earlier, whoever I talked to before this, before they transferred me here, I did.
I didn't know that.
Huh?
I didn't know that, but hold on a second. Cause I just sent you a text message. If you could click on that, this is going to be the actual intake document that you're going to sign that in fact will get your claim started.
I didn't get any text message.
Let me double check something here. You have not got, how about your email?
Oh, I can check my email.
I better check and see why that is, though.
Yeah, make sure we have the right number.
That's what I'm getting at, right?
It says anti-flow or something like that.
What's it say?
On anti-flow or opt-in something flow or something like that?
Oh, opt-in? I don't know if that's me or not.
No,
hold on
A-U-T-H-E-N-T-I-flow. It says document copy a copy of document or something like that.
Hold on a second. I don't have any idea. 760-561-2032.
Correct.
Let me double-check that down here. 760-561-2032.
Correct.
What kind of phone? Who's your carrier on your phone?
Okay, now my carrier is T-Mobile.
Okay, go to your text messages.
A15 or whatever it's called. Okay, text messages.
Yeah.
I'm there. Yeah.
Do you see one from me? A brand new text message from DocuSign?
No. Nope.
Okay. Can you access your email from your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see an email in there from me?
Yeah.
I got to go into DocuSign here and figure out what's going on.
No. Can I check the other, the important ones, all important meetings?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I went to all inboxes.
Okay, hold on. I figured it out. You're good.
Oh, you had me tripping.
I think you're good anyways. No, I don't know. I'm going to send it again, but I'm going to do it a different way here. Try something else. I'm not sure that I had your box sent. Okay. How about now?
Okay. Randall Reese.
That's me. That's me. Okay. Yeah, go ahead and click on it. Sorry, I don't know what happened there, but I just went through and did it all.
Okay.
You got to love technology, right?
Yeah, this is crazy. I still ain't figured it out.
Okay, on here, it's pretty self-explanatory. If you've done DocuSign before, basically all it's going to ask you to do is just agree to receive information electronically, and then you're just going to hit the little yellow things as you go. It's going to say continue. It's pretty easy stuff. If you get stuck, up right here.
So basically everything it clicks on, right?
Yep, you're viewing it right now. I got an email that you're viewing it. So whenever you see the little yellow things, at one point, if it hasn't done so already, it's going to ask you to make a signature. But if you did it last time, it might remember it.
No, it's not. It's making me do it again.
Sorry.
It just made me do it in the beginning. Now it's just going through it.
Okay, right. It only makes you do it one time. That is correct.
So finish.
Yep.
Continue.
And then give it a second. It'll come to me.
Is that all parties completed or something?
Yeah.
It says getting started or get started or whatever. I click on that or no?
Yeah, click on that. There it is. Nope, you don't need to do that.
Okay.
Is it asking you to download DocuSign?
It says, yeah, try it free for 30 days.
You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. You don't want to do that. I'm looking at your document. I have it in front of me.
Okay. So I close this out now? Or?
Yeah, you can close all that out. And there is a copy in your email of this.
Okay.
Okay, and you even got the initials. Good for you. Okay, good. Everything's good here. So what I'm going to do then, I'm on my phone, but when I get off my phone, what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you my phone number, and I'm also going to text you the number of the firm that's representing you. But if you have any additional questions, you can always reach out to me.
You said the firm that's representing you. So now, like when I say I don't have an attorney, I tell them now I do or no?
You do. You have an attorney
okay.
now.
Okay.
You've signed the documents. They're going to reach out to you generally within a week or so. And then I think I can send this text while we're still on the line. I can. And then what will happen is basically it's just going to be a verification call. It's not going to be a whole bunch of other stuff. Like this is probably the most time you're going to have spent on it with me.
Right.
And they may ask you, that's what I was saying, they may ask you if you have the records to see if you can find them. If your parents have them, that would be helpful.
Okay, so yeah, I'll get on.
A4D, lawyer. Yeah, just, you know, when you can, A4D. It's just an abbreviation.
All right.
And I'm going to give you there in San Bernardino. They have a 909 number and 38. We do their intakes is what it is. So there, I sent you that as well. And do you have any questions for me?
Nope, I think I'm good.
Okay, now let's see. You know where I lived over there was behind the mall. I mentioned Montgomery Wards and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
That little Mexican restaurant on the corner there at Bear Valley, is it still there?
Yep.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. I like it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of the best ones, but I just don't remember. It's been so long.
I think we changed the name of it, though. I'm not sure.
And then there was another one on Palmdale Road that I used to really like to eat at. La Casitas.
Oh, the La Casitas? Yeah.
I'm sure they're still there. All right.
Yeah, they're there.
All right. Mr. Hutchinson, if you have any additional questions, please feel free to reach out to me. Your intake is complete. And the next step, you'll be hearing from the attorney, unless I made a mistake or something, which is, it could have happened, and in which case I will call you back. Okay?
Okay, for sure.
All right. All right, thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Okay. All right, you too. Thank you so much. All right.
Nice talking with you. Bye-bye.
You too, man. Bye. Mm.